I like to sing. I'm not much of a singer, but I like to sing. I like to sing in church. I like to sing along with the radio. I just like to sing, and I won't afflict you with any singing, trust me. But this seems to be a gift that was given to human beings. In that worship service, the elders and the saints are the ones who sing. It says they sang, "Worthy is the Lamb, worthy to take the book and to open the seals, for you died, you were crucified, and you redeemed us to God by your blood out of every kingdom and tongue and people and nation, and we shall reign upon the earth with you." And it was a new song, and they sang it. It seems as though the angels don't sing. The angels join in when they say things and when they praise, and they say the same thing. Seems to be a gift to human beings, this singing. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians, the 5th chapter and the 18th verse. "Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to each other in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God." You see, the Apostle Paul recognized the value of singing together and singing to each other in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, all those ones we have in church today, the old hymns, together with some psalms that are sung, and just spiritual chorus songs. I don't think the Lord is displeased by new songs. He's not displeased by fast songs, slow songs. He just wants us to sing. And I think He is displeased when we come to church and when there is singing, we don't sing. And when there is prayer, we don't pray. And when there is communion, we take without contemplating and talking about the blood and body of Jesus Christ that redeemed us unto God. And when the word of God is proclaimed in the sermon, in the homily, we don't listen, we don't receive the word of God, but we just go and sit there and hope that it's over soon. I think that displeases God. Not some sort of noise we may make in worship. Not something that some people might think that is irreverent by playing the drum or some other instrument that we're not used to. I don't think noisy worship, singing, praising bothers God at all, as long as everything is done in good order with respect to each other and to God. Let's pray. Father, I want to be a worshipful person. Jesus said, "You are looking for worshipers who will worship you in spirit and in truth." Help me to do that, Lord. Help me to worship you in the spirit. And when there's singing, may I sing with all of my heart, with all of my spirit. And when there is praying, may I pray fervently. And when the word of God is proclaimed from the Bible, I pray, O Lord, that you would open my ears, that I may hear, and that I may be reformed, and that I might receive a blessing from you. In Jesus' name, amen.